This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right. 25 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. If you want to give us a call, you can on the hotline as well, 970-353-1310. Coming up here in just a moment, we'll catch up with Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. The MLB trade deadline is approaching, and there are, and we've already seen a couple of moves for the Rockies. And you know, Halverson's gone. Is that going to be the last one? The trade deadline is August 3rd, so could very well happen. You could see a big name go, and a guy that you know we're gonna probably argue over. And I think Hunter Goodman, that's a big name. It's a big name that's probably going to give you a lot if you can make a trade for him, if you could find a way to do it. But that's certainly, I think, a hot topic item, and I think it's a good problem to have that we've got several players now on this roster that we all kind of feel like are worth fighting for, at least. Joining me now, Spencer Smith, DNVR Rocky. Spencer, my man, good to catch up with you, dude. Sorry, but last week I just totally blanked on letting you know that I wasn't here last week.
Hey, man, no, go enjoy it. All-Star break. It was like the last week was like the most dead week in sports of the year. And now the World Cup changed that a little bit this year. But normally that week is just completely nothing Wednesday through like Friday or Saturday.
It is. It's, you know, and again, the All-Star game is kind of fun and stuff, but it is what it is. And with the World Cup spaced out, yeah, it was kind of a good week, I suppose, to take off. But we're back at it now. And you know, it's still an interesting season for this Rockies team. 40-62, lost last night to the Nationals. Again, going at it again here at 6:40. But I think the big thing surrounding the Rockies, Spencer, and we've talked about it a lot, is what in fact are they going to do? Already have done a few things at the trade deadline.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild couple of weeks here for the Rockies roster, their players, their fans. We may lose some guys that we are considered Rockies and considered us big fans of them for a while. That it may be a little bit of emotional draining for some fans, I guess you would say, coming up this next couple of weeks, because hopefully there's a fire sale coming from 20th and Blake. And we saw, yeah, as you mentioned, we saw a little bit of it yesterday, Seth Halverson being traded to the Dodgers. And a guy that we didn't even really have on our radar, right? He'd been up with the big club for part of the season due to some injuries, down with AAA for part of the season. And he gets flipped for, interestingly enough, a prospect who in the outfield is a former high-round pick by the Dodgers. So that means that's generally a good sign. They're pretty good at drafting and developing players. He's having a terrible year this year in single A. But a high pick and originally a top prospect. And then same with the pitcher that they got. He was a top 100 prospect going into the 2024 season and had a labrum surgery. But the fact that they were able to get two decent prospects back for a guy that really wasn't even on their major league roster gives me some hope that the other guys that get traded that are on the major league roster that are impact players that can help playoff teams that are looking at them is going to haul 3 to 4 of these prospects to really refill the farm system and kind of move on past this rebuild.
Spencer Smith joining us, DNVR Rockies. And you've kind of given us that list, too, of guys you wouldn't really mess with. Well, I keep seeing Hunter Goodman's name pop up more and more as far as a name that would probably get you a lot at the end of the day, but that's one of them. I think we're all, at least me, I would want to fight for that dude like crazy.
Yeah, he's really becoming a leader in the clubhouse. And I think the Rockies have made it pretty public that he's untouchable. Now, that always means, hey, you're going to have to blow us away with an offer in order for us to even listen. and not hang up the phone on you right away. And they're taking a pretty decent stand with this, you know, a new front office. Obviously, this is all new for all the teams contacting the Rockies. The last couple of years, they're dealing with Bill Schmidt, and now it's a totally different regime, and Paul DePodesta and Josh Burns as the GM. Like, it's the contract talks, the trade talks are coming from a completely different person, so it gives the Rockies, hopefully, a leg up on how those conversations have went the past 4 or 5 years. But Hunter Goodman, in my mind, if you trade him, you have to get four guys back, four prospects back, and three of the four prospects have to be in that the top 30 of that team, and maybe one or two of them in the top 100 list of prospects. That's his value right now. I don't know if anyone's going to go there. There's a couple other catchers out there on the market now, as we see some teams falling off that may look to be moved. And so Hunter Goodman's name is obviously at the top of that list, but there are some other guys out there where teams can theoretically say, hey, the Rockies are just asking too much, or it's going to cost us too much to get him. Let's go get a guy from another team that may be a cheaper option here to be a backstop for us.
And how has your opinion kind of changed in this last 2 weeks since the last time we chatted? You kind of gave us those untouchable names. Is that still how you feel? Are you hearing anything else on your radar of moves that might be made, or maybe potential unpopular moves that might be made?
You know, I think the most unpopular move that'll probably be made is Mickey Moniak, because of how he kind of integrated himself in the Rockies last year, and obviously the worst season they've ever had, but became a guy that was at least fun to watch, right? You struggle sometimes last year, especially, to turn on the games and even watch the Rockies. But when Mickey Moniak's hitting home runs, and you know he's a former first overall pick and a potential diamond in the rough talent that had a, you know, decent to not a number one overall pick career, but a decent career up until that point. He kind of became a fan favorite here and started off this year incredible as well, hitting a bunch of home runs. The injury part of it has cooled off in terms of the fandom of how much everybody loves Mickey Moniak because of how great Hunter Goodman has been this season too, getting to 30 home runs here this past Saturday. But it's really, I think there's going to be some unpopular moves, but it's, if you're a Rockies fan and you want to be mad about these moves, then you almost would rather them just stay in the disgusting cycle of losing 100 games every year that they have been in. So you can't complain when they keep doing that if you don't want them to move on from these guys, because that's the only way they're really going to get better quickly. This isn't a quick fix. This isn't a spend money to band-aid the problems and just waste money on guys and a bunch of high-priced free agents that want to come here. That's not how this team will ultimately get fixed and be a contender down the road. So they have to trade players that you may value or you may love to get players that we don't know what they are yet, but you're hopeful that, you know, if they turn three or four bigger trades from the major league level at the Rockies to 10 to 12 prospects, I mean, you can kind of reinvigorate your entire farm system and your future by one trade deadline.
Yeah, and it's a great point, too. I guess it's just so hard because it has been so bad for the last few seasons. And when you start to see not one, not two, but suddenly a handful of players that it's like kind of worth getting behind, it makes it tough. But that's how you build. You have to be able to find several of those guys, more of those guys, not just one or two, that might be worth a trade that's going to do something for your future. And that's the tough part when you know, you try not to live in the now too much, but you are. Even though they're 40 and 62, it feels like their world's better than what they were the last two seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are the guys that I would consider untouchable, and that's, you know, Kyle Karros is becoming that guy. You hope that he's your everyday third baseman for a long time. Same with TJ Rumfield. He should get Rookie of the Year votes. He's probably should be leading it if he wasn't playing for the Rockies. We talked about that on our show yesterday. If TJ Rumfield still had a Yankees hat on in his bio on MLB.com and was putting up the same numbers he is now, he's probably leading the Rookie of the Year vote. So it's a little bit of Rockies bias, which is fair. You have to understand that at this point if you're a Rockies fan. But those two guys are guys that you want to build on. And Hunter Goodman kind of falls into that category for you as well. And I think that would be why it would be such a tough pill to swallow. Is he's a guy that you brought up through your system. You found a spot for him, really. You said, hey, you know, he came up kind of outfielder, first baseman, just playing some random spots. And you said, hey, what about catcher? And you made him into a decent catcher behind the plate. You know, nothing stellar, but passable as an everyday catcher. And then obviously he's probably the best catcher offensively in the National League and even MLB this season, really. So you have a guy that you brought up. He's a fan favorite, now two-time All-Star, won a Silver Slugger. That would make it really tough to swallow to get rid of a guy like that, because, as you said, those are the guys you're trying to find. You're not trying to necessarily find a Mickey Moniak or a Tyler Freeman or a Jake McCarthy or a Troy Johnson. Those are guys that you signed because you know, or traded for, rather, because you know they were major league ready and you didn't want to throw a bunch of essentially prospects in your major league lineup this year. And most to all of them, I mean, especially Jake McCarthy, Troy Johnson, have really outperformed what everybody expected from them this year. And that's turned into a positive for the Rockies, because then that hopefully turns into multiple prospects that then builds your farm system up and allow you to compete here in the next couple of years. Because even though their team is entirely pretty young, like when I say that, I think Troy Johnston's like the oldest guy that's continuously in their lineup at 29 years old. Maybe Willie Castro. I don't know exactly how old Willie Castro is, but there's a couple guys that you know are just here as placeholders. But if you can turn those placeholders and instead of losing them for nothing, turn them into guys that will help you in 2028 or 29, it turns out to be a successful season when you were basically signing guys all offseason off the scrap heap. You know, you weren't in the first wave of free agency. You weren't signing the Dylan Ceases. You weren't in the Kyle Schwarber talks, any of that. But you found these pieces outside of the mainstream signings, and you can flip them into making your roster and your entire organization better. That's a huge win.
Yeah, no question. Well said, man. Appreciate your coverage on this team, and we'll see. We're not that far away from the trade deadline coming up. We'll see how aggressive the Rockies really are and what that will mean ultimately for the future, my man. Spencer, always appreciate catching up with you.
Thanks so much, Brady. Have a good week, and go Rockies.
All right, man. Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. He's our Rockies insider here, 37 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.